According to data from the U.S. Census Bureau, about 15% of all West Virginians, or about 1 in 7, is food insecure, which means they have a hard time at some point throughout the year putting food on the table for lack of money, access, or resources in general. That insecurity looks different in different communities, but in West Virginia cities, like Wheeling, it often manifests as poor access to nutritionally sound, affordable food. People living in the downtown area there often rely heavily on convenience stores. A nonprofit called Grow Ohio Valley is working to change that reality by growing food in abandoned lots in the city. The organization is also committing its mission to education. And one way organizers are getting ideas out about the tough reality that exists is by inviting college students in to explore ideas about food justice.
Do we have Robbie's here?
Yeah.
All right, I think we're ready to roll. We've got 9.
Are we good?
That's Caroline Skulski. Blonde hair pulled back into a ponytail somewhere on the back of her head. She was relaxed and unassuming, giving the sense that nothing in life could be that bad. But Caroline cares a lot about food, and she cares about people. She's a junior at the University of Notre Dame, and she volunteered to be one of 2 group leaders in a food justice immersion program.
My dad's a doctor, so we had a lot of medical school loans. So for a while, not the most comfortable life. But then after medical school, once he was, actually in practice, very comfortable. Definitely from a place of privilege, which we're pretty lucky.
The definition of food justice is often debated, but for many, it means the right for all people to have access to plenty good and healthful foods. This idea was central to the immersion program the nonprofit Grow Ohio Valley hosted in Wheeling. Kate Marshall is Grow OV's Director of Educational Programs.
We really wanted to give students a hands-on learning experience looking at food economy, the food system, and the problems that there are and potential solutions.
Marshall lives in East Wheeling, where the students stayed for the week. The nearest supermarket is 2.5 miles away, or a 40-minute walk along roads designed for vehicles.
This is a food desert, meaning there is no easily accessible healthy food and healthy produce within walking distance, and there's only convenience stores to shop at.
That's where immersion into downtown Wheeling started. Convenience stores. Marshall split students into 2 groups and sent them out onto the urban streets of East Wheeling. 100-year-old faded Victorian row houses line the once bustling roads, but today entire neighborhoods have been torn down. The population has dwindled from 60,000 city residents in its heyday in the 30s and 40s to less than half of that today.
And so I think it's really important for all of us to be exposed to these kinds of issues. And
Erin Callahan is a sophomore at Notre Dame. Her group headed south with a portion of money in their pockets that was determined by dividing a month's worth of food stamps into a daily meals allowance.
We each have to go walk to the nearest available food source, which in this case is a convenience store, and buy a meal's worth of food for lunch for ourselves. And I think we only have about $1.30, so we have to be creative in what we can find and what we can eat for lunch.
We're at 10:54 now.
10:54. Mm-hmm. We have
7, 8, 9, 10. 10 minutes.
Students quickly decided to pool their money. They bought a loaf of wheat bread, an off-brand jar of peanut butter, jelly, and with the remaining coins, they bought several green bell peppers and a cucumber. No one bought anything to drink.
Thank you.
Amen.
In a different part of town, the other group hit another convenience store. They picked up minute rice, a can of chili, and a dozen eggs. Sophomore Kathleen Rocks is the other student group leader.
I think probably what shocked us the most was that everything there is just so expensive, and based on its nutritional value, the cost of it seems so unreasonable.
Lunch provided plenty of food for thought. Marshall pointed out to students that there could be legal barriers to pooling funds because federal dollars are meant for individual families, not groups of people. Marshall also pointed out how good-intending government-funded programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP benefits, can clash with economic realities.
Now we have these federal dollars that are going to convenience stores that don't actually support a community, but support companies far away that are bringing food into our area that actually isn't nutritionally sound and actually causes more health risk to the people eating the food. So then our medical dollars are then spent at a higher rate because people are sick.
Exploring systemic issues related to the food economy led students beyond the trappings of convenience stores into abandoned lots that have been reclaimed by Grow Ohio Valley.
What are you pulling up?
We don't know.
Not exactly sure.
Students pulled weeds, groomed vegetable beds, and harvested snacks as they learned about possible solutions to the food problems here. Things like community gardens, urban farms, mobile food markets, and other efforts Grow OV and community members are engaged in trying to combat food disparities. Disparities that often lead the most vulnerable in society to chronic health problems. To that end, the group visited with healthcare providers like Dr. William Mercer to learn more about the kinds of health issues that can ultimately crop up in food deserts.
I mean, I came away more excited than they did because just their enthusiasm. Here are young kids who I think are going to carry the torch from what we're doing and hopefully make our society better.
Mercer's reverse gift experience was a common thread throughout the Food Justice Immersion Program. Students expressed how, for a service trip, they felt the community had more to offer them than they could offer the community. Grow Ohio Valley's Education Program Director Kate Marshall says students left with new ideas of what justice means. But she observed there was also room to continue to grow their understanding. She says post-evaluations revealed that some students felt perhaps they ate too well during their stay. Marshall disagrees. She says the trip was meant to demonstrate the value and potential abundance to be found in local food economies.
True justice would be making it so that everybody could partake in that same table of plenty and of healthful foods, not us eating less and joining the ranks of the unhealthy diet.
Marshall says Grow OV plans to continue their immersion programs in the spring, summer, and fall breaks. She says she might spend more time in the future talking about economic as well as ethical implications of eating locally. She wants kids and everyone to realize the impacts of what we choose to eat every day on community health and well-being. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.